I don't know if you noticed on the Easter Triduum schedule for the 6 Catholic parishes here in Rochester that although there are a plethora of different options to attend the Good Friday service tomorrow and a variety of different start times for the Easter Vigil and many different opportunities to celebrate Easter Sunday Mass beginning at 7:30 in the morning until 5 o'clock in the evening, all 6 of the Catholic parishes here in Rochester began their Holy Thursday evening Mass of the Lord's Supper tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. And that is beautiful. Although we are separated by a few miles and several stoplights, all the Catholic parishes of Rochester are right now united around the altar of the Lord. We may speak English, Spanish, or Vietnamese, but every Catholic in Rochester is truly united at this very moment as one church at the Most Holy Eucharist, the sign of the church's unity. The Eucharist is the source and the summit of our life. I have offered the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass every single day of my almost 21 years of priesthood, whether it's offered in the great basilicas of Rome or in my parents' humble home. I never miss a day of offering Holy Mass. And as most of you know, I keep a record of every Mass that I have offered since my ordination as a priest on June the 17th, 1997. I record the date, the place, and the intention for whom the Mass is offered. I was looking at my little black Mass intention book today, and in a happy act of divine providence, tonight's Holy Thursday Mass is Mass number 10,500. Exactly. Right on the nose. Number 10,500. 10,500 times of going up to Mount Calvary every single day and offering the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross for the salvation of the world. It is a great honor to be offering this Mass, number 10,500, with you here at St. Francis of Assisi Parish on this most solemn Holy Thursday night, the day that our Lord instituted the Most Holy Eucharist and the ministerial priesthood. The great Capuchin Franciscan friar, St. Padre Pio, who died 50 years ago, on September the 23rd, 1968, said that the earth would sooner survive without the sun and the sky than without the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. If there were not a priest offering up the Holy Mass each day, each hour, each minute, this world of ours would be severely punished for its crimes and chastisements beyond description. So wrote St. Padre Pio 50 years ago. It is impossible for the earth to survive without the sun, the S-U-N, and yet the earth could never survive without the sun, the S-O-N, and the sacrifice he offers through the hands of his priests. The Lord showers down mercy on the world because the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is offered on Mount Calvary every day, every hour, every minute. There are many great and holy things that a priest can do, but the most important thing that I can do as a priest is offer the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. St. John Vianney, the patron saint of parish priests, said, "All good works taken together do not equal the sacrifice of the Mass because they are human works, while the Holy Mass is the work of God. The way that I serve you best is by offering the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass every single day with as much preparation, attention, and devotion as I possibly can with the help of God's grace. My patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, the great angelic doctor who wrote the beautiful Pange Lingua that we will sing during the transfer of the Most Holy Eucharist later tonight, writes in his famous Summa Theologica, a priest has two acts. One is principal, namely to consecrate the body of Christ, and the other is secondary, namely to prepare God's people for a reception of the sacrament. And this is how I have understood my sharing in the priesthood of Jesus Christ for the past almost 21 years, as centered on the Most Holy Eucharist. My whole day is centered on the Mass. As St. Thomas Aquinas says, my first and most important vocation is to consecrate the body and blood of Christ. And only a validly ordained Roman Catholic priest can, at his word, call down from heaven the Lord Jesus Christ. Our patron, St. Francis of Assisi, said that if he met a priest and an angel at the same time, he would greet the priest first. Why? Because not even angels have been given the power to change bread and wine into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. St. John Vianney says, oh, how great is the priest! Were we to fully realize what a priest is on earth, we would die, not of fright, but of love. If we were to fully realize what a priest is on earth, we would die, not of fright, but of love. Oh, how great is the priest. Now, my secondary vocation, according to St. Thomas, is to prepare the faithful for a worthy reception of the Lord's body and blood. Everything else I do as a priest, baptizing, hearing confessions, witnessing marriages, teaching, preaching, bringing people into full communion with the Catholic Church, everything is ordered toward preparing you for that ultimate moment when you and Jesus can become one body, one blood, one flesh in Holy Communion. My whole life as a priest is to prepare you for that ultimate moment of intimacy between you and the Lord in Holy Communion. St. Therese of Lisieux says, our Lord does not come down from heaven every day to lie in a golden ciborium. He comes to find another heaven which is infinitely dearer to him, the heaven of our souls. Jesus does not come down from heaven to stay in the ciborium, that chalice-like vessel with a cover that I use to distribute Holy Communion. Jesus does not come down from heaven just to stay in the tabernacle or to be shown in the monstrance. As beautiful and important as that is, our Lord comes down from heaven to find another heaven, a heaven in our souls. The lover desires union with the beloved, and Jesus is the best lover in the world. Our Lord wants his body and our body to be one. He wants our blood and his blood to be one. He wants our souls to be united to his soul. He wants our humanity to share in his divinity, because love desires union with the beloved. If you have made a good confession during Lent and have remained in the state of grace, then that divine union can be yours tonight. Listen to the inspiring words of St. John Vianney that he preached to his parishioners. Come to communion, my brothers and sisters. Come to Jesus. Of course, you are not worthy of him, but you need him. Come to live from him in order to live with him. Amen.